The other day, I was distracted by the sound of buzzing in the window. I turned to my chair and I watched this fly, a common housefly. The fly was banging against this plate glass window in a futile attempt to escape, throwing its entire being into this effort. This fly could see what was on the other side of the window, but try as he might, it was obvious that he would never succeed in breaking through the glass and getting to the other side. Never. It occurred to me that this fly would fight to his death at this losing proposition, a game that could never be won, because the glass is impenetrable. No matter what he does, no matter how many times he tries, no matter how many times he bangs his head, and even though he can still see where he wants to go, the glass will keep him right where he is. But as I watched this fly, I thought to myself, if he could just turn around and go the other way, he would be able to escape and save his own life. This fly would be able to achieve the goal of freedom that he seeks if he would just turn around and look at the situation from a different perspective. But of course, a fly never does that. A fly will bang against that window for hours on end, and even till its death, because it cannot see any other way. And so often, we do almost the same thing. We think we know how the world works and how things are. It is a function of our ego. But we all get caught up in how we believe things work and how things are. And when we are stuck in this contest, we believe we will triumph, come hell or high water, because we believe it is the right way. But is it? How often are we just like that fly? How often do we continue on a path that is not going to take us where we want to go, just because we are determined that this is how we are going to do it, when all contrary evidence is discounted? Or how often are we convinced that the way we are going must be the right way because, well, after all, other people did it that way, so it must be the only way? How often do we stay in that struggle, when if we were to open our minds, shift our point of view, and look around, we would be able to see another way? Perhaps, like the fly, we are holding on too tight to something we have agreed to believe. And the greatest barrier to a belief shift is the reality of belief paralysis, the inability to see beyond a current model of thinking. A new perspective allows us to have that epiphany of awareness that changes the way we see things. When you are in a dream, it seems completely real. You believe what is happening in that dream is really happening to you. You might feel like your life is in danger and feel the corresponding emotions of fear. But then you wake up from the dream. You begin looking at the dream from the perspective of sitting up in your bed in a safe environment and an awakened state. With that shift in point of view, you immediately drop your fear and the notion that you are in danger. With this shift in perspective, the illusion of the dream no longer has power over your mind and emotions. Changing your point of view in this way allows you to quickly change beliefs. If you look back on history, some of the greatest discoveries have come from people who were not the experts or the best in the field. Sometimes they didn't even work in the field. Someone from outside was able to come up with a different and better idea just because they were not caught up in these outdated beliefs. They didn't know all the ways it could be done, and all the ways it couldn't be done, so therefore, they just did it. Unlike this common housefly, they were able to see another way. I would like to share another illustration. A little six-year-old girl who was in a drawing class was sitting in the back, and the teacher said that this little girl hardly paid attention. And in this drawing class, she did. And the teacher was fascinated and said to the little girl, "What are you drawing?" And the little girl said, "I am drawing a picture of God." And the teacher said, "But nobody knows what God looks like." And the little girl said, "They will in a minute." I believe this story illustrates that kids will take a chance. They are not frightened of being wrong. If they don't know, they'll give it another try. You will never come up with anything original if you are not prepared to be wrong. We live in an ever-changing world. You already possess all the tools necessary to change your life for the better. In this world, the greatest rewards of success and happiness are usually obtained through one's energetic use of simple means and ordinary qualities. There are new possibilities every day. Are you seeing them? Are you hearing them? Or, like that common housefly, are you stuck in what you have agreed to believe? Now let us go into the silence and go on in full faith.